This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. Got lines open for you, 844-236-6010. We want to hear from you if you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs. If you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you. And if you have questions about the longevity products or comments or success stories you'd like to share, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, particularly interested in hearing what you have to say about all the corona mania, corona craziness that we're going through, how you're dealing with it, what you think about it. It's hard not to have an opinion on it if you're on social media, if you're following the news, or if you're just alive. It's hard not to have an opinion on it. Love to hear what you have to say. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And if you want to purchase our Truth Skin Health products, go to truthtreatments.com. And make sure to check out our reviews at truthreview.com, over 500 five-star reviews. And no surprise to me, I've been using my Truth Treatments for pushing 30 years, probably about 27, 28 years, is when I started using them myself, started giving them to my friends, started using them to fill prescriptions with. I know they work. I know exactly how they work. I've seen it over and over and over again. Got skin, true treatments are going to make a difference on your skin. There's no way to get around it because it's just basically biochemistry. Speaking of biochemistry, we have a biochemist coming out at the bottom of the hour. Sean Wells is a nutritional biochemist. And as I've said so many times on this program, if you're sick, you want to go to a biochemist, not a doctor. Biochemistry is the study of the pathways. It's the study of how the body is constructed. If we're sick, we're sick in the pathways. If we're sick, we're sick in there's some kind of defect in how the body is constructed. Biochemists study how the body is constructed. Doctors study symptoms. If you want to fix the body, you don't fix symptoms. You fix something about the construction of the body. That's in the biochemistry. So if you're sick, go to a biochemist. Biochemists know way more about health and how to keep the organism healthy, the living organism healthy, than clinical chemists. Clinical chemistry versus biochemistry is a fundamental distinction that we don't make. We deify clinical chemistry. We lionize clinical chemistry. We make the doctor into the hero. Now, I'm not ripping on doctors. I know that sounds like, you know, a little bit negative, but I'm not ripping on doctors. I have a lot of friends who are doctors. They're good people. They're doing good work as far as symptom alleviation. But it's this idea that we can think doctors are going to fix us. Doctors are going to cure us. Doctors are going to straighten out what's wrong that has to be changed. It's not true. It doesn't work that way.
you have a symptom, and pain is the classic symptom, you want to get your pain taken care of. And understandably, if you have high blood pressure, if you have fatty liver disease or diabetes, you want to take care of the symptoms. But if you really want to address the health of the body, go see a biochemist. We're going to talk to Sean Wells at the bottom of the hour about the five supplements everyone should be taking. Sean is a, in addition to being a nutritional biochemist, he has a really cool website with lots of articles, and he's dedicated, like I am, to educating people about their bodies and about chemistry. www.seanwells.com, S-H-A-W-N, wells.com. We'll talk to Sean at the bottom of the hour. Get your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. So, we have spent a lot of time now for the last couple of weeks talking about omega fats, particularly omega-3 fats. I'm not done talking about them because every day almost I read something new about omega-3 fats and the importance, their relevance for health. And almost every day, not quite every day, but a lot, people express confusion about how these things work. Either intentionally express confusion, they say, I don't know what the heck's going on, or they think they know what's going on. For example, fish oil is an omega-3 fatty acid, but it's not essential. That means there's a distinction between omega-3 fatty acids and essential fats. Essential fats, essential fatty acids, you can call them, of the omega-3 variety, are really important as anti-inflammatories. They're really important for the nervous system. They're really important for the brain. They play a role in calming the body down after it's been inflamed. And by the way, omega-6s, which kind of balance out omega-3s. Omega-6s and omega-3s should be taken in a ratio or in a proportion to each other. Nobody knows. No matter what you hear all kinds of numbers of the proportions of omega-6s to omega-3s. Just more misunderstanding because nobody really knows the proportion. In fact, nobody really knows how much essential fatty acid anyone needs. How's that for scary if you're trying to understand nutrition? Nobody knows how much EFA you need. Nobody knows the balance of EFAs. And there's some people who believe that EFA-containing oils are dangerous. You shouldn't be eating them. I don't believe that. I believe that they're problematic and you have to be careful with them. But they're too important as a source, in my opinion, too important as a source of essential fatty acids to avoid, not to mention the fact that there's other compounds in certain oils. For example, olive oil. And I know olive oil, a lot of people rip on olive oil. And by the way, when it comes to olive oil, you got to be careful because there's fraudulent olive oil. There's a whole issue with fraudulent foods. There's fraudulent honey. There's honey that is that's being sold in stores that's just basically corn syrup, maybe with a little honey in it. Olive oil is one of those kinds of foods that there's fraudulent forms of olive oil. But good olive oil, theoretically, fresh olive oil, has got not just important fatty acids. It doesn't really have a lot of essential fatty acids, but it's got important fatty acids, and it also has important fatty phytonutrients. So don't throw out the baby with the bathwater when it comes to oil, but respect your oil. And another example of the misunderstanding is the idea that we get plenty of omega-6s, and we don't need omega-6s, and omega-6s are pro-inflammatory. This kind of started with the Zone diet. I wonder how many of you guys remember the Zone. Barry Sears wrote a book called The Zone in the 90s. It was big news. And in this book, he really ripped on omega-6s, and a whole generation of nutritionists grew up thinking that omega-6s are problematic. You get plenty of omega-6s. Omega-6s, by the way, go by the name alpha-linoleic acid. That's the technical name for the omega-6 EFA, alpha-linoleic acid. So when I say omega-6, I'm talking about alpha-linoleic acid. When I talk about omega-3, I'm talking about alpha-linolenic acid. When you're talking about essentiality is a must-have. There are omega-3s and there are omega-6s that don't qualify as must-haves. There's one omega-6 that you may have heard of called arachidonic acid. This is the one that Dr. Sears really ripped on, was arachidonic acid. And I remember talking to people in the 90s, oh, I'm staying away from arachidonic acid. That's a really bad fat. That's where the concept of bad fats came from. No, arachidonic acid is not a bad fat. Yes, it's pro-inflammatory like omega-6s, but what's missed is the fact that inflammation is a precursor to healing. Inflammation is occurring all the time. When we get the simplistic nature of how we learn information or get information about nutrition has us believe that inflammation is a bad thing and that you got to avoid inflammation. Oh, inflammation is the cause of all disease. Anti-inflammatories are the thing. Omega-3s are anti-inflammatory. You want omega-3s. You don't want those omega-6s because they're pro-inflammatory. No. It doesn't work that way. You need them both. And inflammation is not necessarily bad. It's out of control inflammation. That's where the problem lies. And out of control inflammation always follows starvation, suffocation, and toxification, at least at the cell level. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Got Sean Wells coming up at the bottom of the hour. Sean's a biochemist and a nutritional chemist. His website is seanwells.com, S-H-A-W-N. W-E-L-L-S, SeanWells.com. We're going to talk about Sean's favorite. He titles his talk, The Top 5 Supplements Everyone Should Be Taking. I'm going to say these are his favorite supplements, and he's a biochemist. He knows of what he speaks. And we'll talk to Sean at the bottom of the hour. I love biochemistry. I'll never forget first understanding biochemistry or first having the epiphany of what biochemistry was in biochem, the first semester or the first day of the first semester of biochemistry in pharmacy school. We get a lot of biochemistry, obviously. And all of a sudden it dawned on me, all the stuff that's happening inside our bodies, inside a cell, the literally gazillions upon gazillions upon gazillions of biochemical reactions that are occurring in the body to make us us at any given second. It is so mind-blowing, biochemistry. I'm serious. I literally became spiritual right on the spot. Right, I was already spiritual, but I had a spiritual epiphany right on the spot, we'll say, when biochemistry, the impact and the meaning of biochemistry dawned on me, and I just fell in love with chemistry at that point. I'll never forget it. I totally fell in love with chemistry, and it just made total sense to me. Organic chemistry, inorganic chemistry, and biochemistry, which is an ultimate, if you ask me. And so I personally love biochemistry, and I take biochemists very seriously when they talk about biochemistry, when they talk about nutrition, which is biochemistry, when they talk about diet, which is biochemistry, when they talk about exercise, which is biochemistry, when they talk about anything to do with the body, which is biochemistry. I take biochemists very seriously. We'll talk to Sean. At the bottom of the hour, we'll get your phone calls here in just a minute, 844-236-6010. So the fat system, omega fats, omega-3 fats, omega-6 fats, the fat system, you have to make a distinction between the fat system and the water system in the body. How the body handles fats and how it handles water is important to understand. But before that, you got to understand that there is this distinction of hydrophilic and lipophilic. And I've been talking about it for years because it's something we learn in pharmacy school, because the fate of a prescription drug, the fate of a drug, how it ends up in the body, is dependent in large part on how hydro versus lipophilic it is. And lipophilicity is really important when it comes to how the body handles certain things on the skin and taken internally. Lipophilic substances tend to be stored. Hydrophilic substances tend to move. In fact, hydrophilic substances, water-soluble substances, conduct electricity, and fat-soluble substances carry electricity. One carries electricity. That makes it more important for long-term things, for storage. And the other is like short-term. It's like a conductor of electricity. That's the water-soluble nutrients. And understanding whether a molecule is hydro or lipophilic will help you understand how to use that molecule. And it's so important, especially important in skincare. Lipophilic ingredients are critical for the health of the skin if you're going to address the skin through topical skincare products. And that's the hidden secret, which is not hidden, really. I just told you what it is, to my two treatments. I focus on fat solubility, lipophilicity, fattiness, because I'm trying to get through the skin. So all my formulations utilize fattiness. But you got to understand, first of all, not just understand, you got to really feel and have a deep understanding of the impact of fatty versus watery, lipophilic versus hydrophilic, peanut butter versus jelly. Peanut butter has a completely different fundamental nature than jelly. Why? Because the peanut butter sticks to the roof of your mouth or the knife or the fork, and the jelly rinses off. That's all you need to know about hydrophilic and lipophilic. Not really. You need to know more than that. But that tells you a distinction. That helps you understand the distinction. One's sticky, one's watery, or one's liquidy, we'll say. It dissolves in water, the other does not dissolve in water. And that is absolutely everything when it comes to understanding how the body handles these different nutrients. Vitamin E is handled differently than vitamin C. The four fatty vitamins are handled differently than the two or the ten, depending on how you look at it, water-soluble ones, B and C, or the eight Bs and C, or the nine Bs maybe. Anyway, 844-236-6010 is our number. We got Sean Wells coming up the bottom of the hour. Let's go off to Alaska and say good morning to our friend Elaine. What's up, Elaine? How you doing today?
Hey, good. I feel like I'm in a movie. Do you?
Like a horror movie?
Oh, I tell you.
Like a Stephen King movie? Like an end of the world apocalypse movie?
Well, you know, I had this interesting day yesterday. I had this juxtaposed position. I had to go to the hospital, and I can't wear these masks because of
the masks.
So I had a face shield, and I made my appointment 2 weeks ago, telling him, "Hey, I have a face shield. Oh, it'll be fine." Oh my word!
You couldn't wear the face shield.
It was unbelievable. They were just.
What happened?
You have to have a mask.
Oh, you have to have a mask.
I said, I can't wear a mask. I'm talking to the top manager of the imaging. And I said, this is my situation. And he's like, well, and he, you know, they're all just trying to do their job, but it's like.
They're trying to do their jobs. You can't blame the individuals. But, you know,
right.
In a way, but you know what, Elaine? Those individuals are dragging the whole thing down. They're like an anchor.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They're like a weight that's pulling the whole thing down, that's anchoring it and grounding it. And I know they're nice. They're good people. They love their children
right.
and their husbands and their wives. And you, if you ran into them in the street, you'd have, you know, you'd shake their hand, you'd have a nice conversation with them, and you'd have dinner with them, etc.
Right.
But even these nice people are pulling the whole thing down. None of this, they're the oil that's running, that's allowing the gears to turn on this machine.
Right.
Or they're the gears that are allowing the machine to go. So I don't have a lot of sympathy for him, but I do understand what you're saying. People who mindlessly parrot and repeat statistics and facts and are compliant without asking questions, you know, that's not the best of humanity. Put it that way.
Right.
That's not the best we can do. Be best, that's not the best you can do. To just be a compliant drone and not to ask questions. If you ask questions, by the way, and you come up with answers and you decide you want to comply, then that's different. But
right.
just to be a compliant drone, which many people are, or just to repeat or parrot statistics or protocols or fear-mongering or whatever you're repeating and parroting, that's not the best of humanity. And that's not what we want to strive to be. We want to strive to be scientists. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's okay. So, but the end of my day was awesome because I took this class with this woman. There were 15 ladies in this. It was like a cooking class. Nobody's wearing masks. We're sitting next to each other. And the fact that I had like a cognitive dissonance moment sitting in a group without masks, I'm like, this is bizarre. But she was talking about this Kangen water.
Kangen water, yeah.
Yeah, so she took these tomatoes from the store, non-organic, and let them soak in I think it was a pH of 11.5. Let them soak for about 5 minutes. And the tomato tasted awesome, and the water was kind of yellow. And she was saying that a high pH water will take pesticide residue off.
Maybe yes, maybe no. I think pesticide residue probably is acidic. I think that makes sense. I'd have to see what the chemical structure. I don't really know offhand whether it's what the chemical nature of pesticides are, but they could be acidic. They could very well be acidic. But a lot of them are alkaline. A lot of alkaloids are alkaline. I don't know. I have to look into the chemistry of that. I don't know off the top of my head.
You know anything about that Kangen water?
Yeah, it's interesting water. You know, it's ionized water, alkaline ionized water. They use minerals basically to ionize it. Hey, I'm gonna say hi to Mary real quick. Thanks, Lane.
Okay.
Have a good day. Hey, Mary. Mary. Mary? Mary's
gone.
Hey,
Ben, I don't have time to call
I know.
In.
I just wanted to say I'm sorry.
Talk to me.
Send me an email. Ben@KSCO.com.
I'll call back.
Got it? Okay. Thanks, Mary. All right. Well, we got Sean Wells coming up next on The Bright Side.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Lawmakers are quizzing health experts on Capitol Hill about the latest on the coronavirus pandemic, and one of those experts has some encouraging news. Dr. Anthony Fauci says work on vaccines is progressing well, and that one already looks very promising. In fact, Fauci tells the House PAL,
"We hope that as the time we get into the late fall and early winter, we will have, in fact, a vaccine that we can say would be safe and effective."
Democrats on that panel say the Trump administration has not been doing enough to help states that still need more testing to get it. A training exercise that went wrong off the coast of Southern California last night has left one Marine dead and eight others missing. Two others are hospitalized. Marine officials say there was a mishap involving an amphibious assault vehicle near San Clemente Island. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How do you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
With findings of some new research concerning how people can have long-term COVID-19 symptoms, here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
New studies are showing that COVID-19 symptoms can linger for weeks and months after a diagnosis, may be wide-ranging, and include everything from joint pain and fevers to hair loss and double vision. In fact, those patients, self-nicknamed the long haulers, reported experiencing 98 different symptoms in a survey that was just released. According to Natalie Lambert, an associate professor of medicine at Indiana University School of Medicine, said, "They're not quite sick enough to be hospitalized, but they are suffering from very severe symptoms for longer times while staying at home." Lambert partnered with a COVID-19 support group called Survivor Corps to survey patients on the group's Facebook page about their symptoms.
The Mexican consulate in El Paso, Texas, plans to honor the victims of the Walmart mass shooting on Monday, the first anniversary of the attack. The consulate will formally unveil a plaque bearing the names of the 23 people killed, including seven Mexican nationals. A new survey says the best beach in America is in Sarasota County, Florida. Siesta Beach in Siesta Key ranked number one on TripAdvisor's annual Traveler's Choice Awards. The site also lists Siesta Beach as the 11th best beach in the entire world. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we are back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com, also benfuchsarchives.com. We've got 9 years of daily radio programs up archived with a search engine at benfuchsarchives and brightsideben.com. And also news stories and blog posts, videos, presentations, lots of good health information at criticalhealthnews.com, pharmacistben.com, and brightsideben.com. And if you want to purchase our true skin health products, never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, vegetable oil, silicone, water, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our true skin health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for healing burns and cuts and scrapes and preventing post-surgical scarring, repurposed for beauty because health is beauty. You can check out all our True Treatment products at TrueTreatments.com and our over 500 five-star reviews at TruthReviewed.com. I am very much looking forward to our guest. Sean Wells is a He's a nutritional biochemist, and as I've said so many times, if you're sick, go to a biochemist, especially a nutritional biochemist. It's all in the pathways, friends, and this is what Sean studies, and he also has an expertise in exercise science. He's a registered dietitian, and he is the man to talk to, biohacktivist. He calls himself the world's greatest formulator. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Sean Wells. What's up, Sean?
Thanks for having me on, Ben.
Yes, it's awesome to have you, and I've been saying for years, biochemistry is the key to understanding the physical organism. Spirituality, mental, and emotional strategies are important too, but they all link work by biochemistry anyway, and at the end of the day, the connection between health or the lack thereof is in the biochemistry, correct?
Agreed, 100%.
Awesome. It's like people don't make a distinction between clinical chemistry, the chemistry of diagnostics and cholesterol scores and blood pressure and TSH, et cetera, and the literal pathways, how things get turned into each other.
Yeah, and I love both. I spent a decade doing I was a chief clinical dietitian. I'm fascinated by both, but I've always been an addict of the pathways and how to exploit those pathways, and it's all exciting, and it's a big part of what you do with your pharmacy as well.
Yeah, you know, I love how you said addicted, because that's how I feel. I'm addicted to it. You know, the aha experiences that you get when you start to put the puzzle together, and it's a massive puzzle. It's like a massive jigsaw puzzle, and it's like when one piece goes into the other, you know, it's like all of a sudden you get a double chunk or three pieces going into each other. It's like a big thrill, and it sounds like you can relate to that.
Oh, it's fascinating. It's absolutely fascinating, and especially right now with what's going on with COVID-19.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell, you know, before your titles, I want you to talk about your five supplements everyone should be taking, and there is some overlap here, but tell us about how we can leverage biochemistry to protect ourselves without having to deal with masks and lockdowns, or at least without having to count and rely on masks and lockdowns and prescription medication. How can we leverage our biochemistry to protect ourselves?
Well, you know, I think the immune system, and here's the thing. I think the term resilience is going to be a key term as we move forward in health. And we're also seeing that people that are healthy are not seeming to be as much at risk. They don't have the comorbidities, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, to me, if you're eating a healthy diet, if you're getting a healthy amount of sun, you know, that's converting into D3, and we're seeing people that have higher levels of D3 aren't as much at risk. People that have lower blood sugar are not as much at risk.
Mm.
And then there's other things that you can leverage as well, like IV vitamin C. That's something I'm doing monthly, is just getting 30 to 50 grams of IV vitamin C.
It's
a pretty walloping dose.
Isn't that amazing you could put that much vitamin C in your blood? That's an amazing
idea.
It's crazy, right?
And I also do ozonation and UV of my blood as well, like about once a month. It's protecting me. Yeah.
How do you feel after you do the vitamin C?
Amazing. I literally feel energetic. Yeah, it feels very good.
I've heard people say that. Why do you suppose people aren't hip to it? It's cheap, non-toxic, you feel amazing, it's multifunctional. Why? What's up? Well, how come it's not like, why isn't that part of Obamacare or national health insurance, national vitamin C insurance? Every American gets IV vitamin C.
I would love that. And same with, I think IV NAD is fascinating as well. I think mito is the next keto. I think that's another thing.
The mitochondria, you mean?
Resilience. Yes.
Are you talking about mitochondria?
Mitochondrial health is going to be a big focus on aging and disease in the future. And
it's
definitely a big area I like to focus.
So tell us, don't get into electron transport, but tell us as simply as you can as a biochemist, to get people to understand the incredible, unbelievable stuff that's happening at the level of the mitochondria and how it impacts our health.
Well, most simply, I would say it's an organelle, which means it's one of the little organs essentially inside each cell in the body. And the mitochondria creates ATP, adenosine triphosphate, which you might remember from high school or middle school biology, as creating that energy currency for the body, ATP. And so these organelles are critical for cellular energy and therefore the energy to move the body to do all the functions that we need to do. And there is a term that's going around that's insufficient cellular energy states, ICE. It's an acronym.
Intracellular energy. What was it? Intracellular energy.
Energy. Yep. ICE. Insufficient cellular energy. Sorry. Insufficient cellular energy. And that leads to fibromyalgia. That leads to hypertonic muscles. That leads to chronic fatigue syndrome and disease and aging. Like
everything,
more
pretty
rapid
much.
Biological aging over chronological aging.
Yeah.
Mitochondria
everything.
Are so critical.
Yeah.
And most of us think that there's one per cell, but know that like in the heart that are so like energy intensive
thousands.
Cells, there's over There's thousands of them. So it's fascinating.
Yeah, it is absolutely fascinating. The thing about mitochondria, mitochondria are not even part of your cell, technically, according to their genetics. Like they have their own
super.
Is that amazing?
Yes.
That's super.
Yeah, they
kind
of
really
invaded
cool
the cell, supposedly.
Yeah. Have you heard of this book, Oxygen, or a Sex Suicide in Cells, I think it's called, and
no,
also Oxygen. These are two books that talk about mitochondria from the deepest biochemical level. I'll pull it off my shelf. We got to go to break here in a second, but I'll pull it off my shelf. And you would love them. You'd be all over these books. But it's all about the history of mitochondria and how mitochondria, how they did this whole invasion thing, billions of years ago, right? It's really quite unbelievable.
Exactly.
All right, so we got to take a break, and I definitely want to talk about these. I mean, I could talk about all kinds of stuff. Glycation, by the way, in the mitochondria, that's a whole other thing, right?
Yeah,
the whole issue
exactly.
of sugar. Sugar's probably one of the ultimate bad guys, if not the ultimate bad guy.
100%. Glycation creates advanced glycation end products, aptly named
ages. Yeah, that's exactly right. And only now are we becoming hip to the fact that that's a major part of the aging process. I should say in the last 10 years or so, and especially the mitochondria. All right, so we'll talk about supplements that you could use to protect yourself against some of these things. We got Sean Wells, nutritional biochemist and exercise scientist and registered dietitian. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back with more Sean right after this.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as your, as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben. We're talking with nutritional biochemist Sean Wells. And Sean, before we went to break, you were talking about the mitochondria. And I want to get into these your five top supplements. But before we do that, were you meaning that working with the mitochondria can help you with your immune system for dealing with this whole COVID coronavirus thing?
100%. I mean, absolutely. Having ample energy, like when you don't have enough cellular energy, it's going to restrict all function in your body. And and absolutely, I feel like mitochondrial health is just at the core of our healthcare system, of our personal health. It should be what we're looking at. If I feel like I could radically change the state of medicine if we could just look at three labs, like maybe twice a year for everyone. If we were looking at hemoglobin A1C for glycation, which we were talking about before, if we were looking at CRP for inflammation and something like oxidized LDL for oxidation, we'd have a good measure of how well the mitochondria are functioning.
Is that oxidation, oxidation,
oxidation and inflammation. Those are markers of mitochondrial dysfunction.
Got it. And by extension, by everything dysfunction.
Exactly.
Bodily
exactly.
dysfunction. Yes, cellular dysfunction.
Disease,
and bodily.
Aging, everything. Yeah,
that's right. All right, so I want to get into your top five supplements. Before we do that, the book, the author is Nick Lane, and he's got three really interesting books that you would absolutely love, especially Power, Sex, Suicide, and Oxygen. But he also has another one called Nick Lane. All right, so the top five supplements everyone should be taking in order or no particular order?
In order.
Okay.
And so the first one will blow you away, maybe, but not after my initial lead-in, is berberine. And there's actually a new, more active form called dihydroberberine that's what berberine is converted to in the gut. Yeah. And so, and it has, less GI distress. It's more bioavailable.
Got it.
But berberine has been shown head-to-head in a study with metformin, kind of the classic glucose disposal agent, but also metformin, because it works on glycation and lowering blood glucose and improving insulin sensitivity, improves inflammation, dyslipidemia, oxidation, mitochondrial health.
Cancer.
And
cancer.
We've seen it affect, cancer, which is a metabolic disease.
Right.
Almost all these diseases, cancer, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's,
they're all metabolic,
et cetera, they're all metabolic. So they're all affected.
Tell the listeners, that's a very interesting point you just said. It's all metabolic. And that should make anybody understand biochemistry. That makes perfect sense. But this is what I was saying earlier about the difference between clinical chemistry and biochemistry. To a biochemist, we understand it's all metabolism. Everything's metabolism. If the body's breaking down, it's breaking down metabolically, which is another way of saying the pathways and biochemistry. So this whole idea now that you're hearing about cancer being a metabolic disease, I find that astonishing that people think that that's astonishing. You know what I mean? I find it amazing that people think that's amazing or a big deal. Of course it's a metabolic disease. What else could it be?
Agreed. But, I think most people have played with this genetic model that we're somehow doomed from birth.
Yeah, right.
And that's just not the case. And that's why you're seeing cancer, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, all these things skyrocket in a country like the U.S. where it shouldn't, because it's our diets. It's the fact that we're sedentary and we're having high glycemic carbohydrate and on and on.
All those things we do as part of our standard way of living mess up our metabolism. They're actually they couldn't be better designed if they were intentionally designed to mess up our metabolism. Everything from the food we eat to the drugs we take to the water we drink to the air we breathe. To the thoughts we think, right? You know, the thoughts even.
Exactly.
It's all metabolic.
We're in a sympathetic nervous system state all the time, fight
all
or flight.
All the time.
Exactly.
And now you're hearing about polyvagal theory. Have you heard this? Polyvagal theory?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I've been talking about this distinction between the PNS and the SNS, the rest and digest versus the fight or flight. It seems so fundamental to me when I learned about it in pharmacy school. It's like everything you hate about life is in the sympathetic nervous system. Not that you don't need some sympathetic activity. But hypertension and poor immunity and anxiety and insomnia and infertility and anger and rage and depression, it's all sympathetic, sympathetically driven.
Which is the state we're in largely now, especially with so much fear and confusion and isolation and depression and all the things that you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so berberine, you're right. That is a little interesting to me, I will say. Although I have been a fan of berberine as a blood sugar, as an anti-glycating agent, as for blood sugar support for diabetics for many years. It does, like you say, it has a broad spectrum of metabolic benefits. So I'm sort of surprised, but now that you're talking about it, I'm not totally surprised. But how about the other point?
Yeah, and just to add to that, metformin had been shown in prior studies to add about 2 to 2.5 years of life. So I feel like berberine or dihydroberberine would be even better, potentially.
A non-toxic metformin.
That's why, that's why I put it up so high. After that would be a multivitamin, but I'll add a clause to that. Something that's got multiple capsules. I love coenzymated B vitamins, things like methylcobalamin, 5-methyl tetrahydrofolate for people that have MTHFR issues. And then organic minerals, not like the magnesium oxide or carbonate.
Like soil minerals, plant minerals. Plant-derived minerals.
Exactly. Organic or chelated. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, so before you move on, Sean, did I hear you say that for folks who have MTHFR deficiencies, the coenzymated Bs are the way to go?
100%. Yeah, gotcha. And that is a massive issue. There's 4 enzymatic steps to get from folic acid to the active form, which is, I'll just say for short, methylfolate. And that is definitely a reason why you could have enough serum folate but essentially be anemic, because you're not getting the active form into the cell.
How about coenzymated thiamin or B6? Are those important also for the MTHFR folks, deficiency folks?
Potentially. I like taking them all in their active form. There's not as much data on that front, but I certainly would choose P5P over pyridoxine or something like that. There isn't a toxicity at the higher doses. With
the coenzymated version?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Interesting. Okay, so multivitamin with organic or soil-derived or plant-derived minerals, and then and berberine and coenzymated Bs, number 3.
I will go with fish oil here. So
okay.
Fish oil.
We were just talking about
again,
that today, by the way.
Anti-inflammatory, you know, dyslipidemia, all these things that it's been shown to help. DHA is supportive of brain health. So for me, this is a massive one. Again, inflammation just being a huge issue for us in the United States. So make sure that you're getting enough EPA, DHA, the omega-3 fatty acids in terms of its concentration, and then also look at it being free of PCOs, PCBs, heavy metals, etc.
What do you suggest
from clean waters?
Well, like, what do you suggest? I mean, that's like easier said than done. So,
in terms
speaking,
of brands or where it's
brands.
Sourced? Or
brands or sources.
Yeah, I like the Norwegian, Icelandic water kind of stuff that's really clean waters. Nordic Naturals, for example, is a great brand. Carlson's, Barleen's, those are all solid brands.
Okay, so we only have about a minute, so 4 and 5 really quick.
Okay, so synbiotics, which is a new term, which would include probiotics, and I like them in their stable form, spore form. I like butyrate, which is now known as a postbiotic, which is key for gut health.
Love
and a prebiotic, things like FOS, GOS, et cetera, to support that gut, which now we're seeing that gut-brain axis being so key.
Yeah.
And lastly, I will throw in a couple. I'm going to say creatine. As you age, sarcopenia to support not only muscle health and protecting that muscle as you age, but also we're seeing it important for bone health, brain health, eye health, and reproductive health. Creatine has more plays than you would think. And I'm also going to throw
muscle
on
for the skin,
GPC.
Sean.
Yes.
Go ahead. What did you say? What was the last thing you said?
Alpha GPC.
I want to talk about that.
Choline.
Yeah.
I love that form of choline to support brain health and the transmission of neurotransmitters with acetylcholine.
Hey, Sean, I got so many things I wanted to ask you, especially when I asked you about alpha-linolenic acid, because you said fish oil, but you didn't say alpha-linolenic acid. So we're going to have you back on. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
I would love
that. Great to talk to you, Sean. Have a good day. That's Sean Wells. SeanWells.com is his website. Nutritional Biochemist. That guy knows a lot of stuff, and we're definitely going to have him back on. And that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later. Bye for now.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.